It is Wednesday, so we focus on Rivers State. My name is Enoch Beviri. How are you? What's the road looking like? Traffic here and there? Or is it just a smooth ride? Okay, so the Rivers State government has built at least 10 flyovers. I'd like to count. Let's see how good my memory is this morning, because that is what we'll be talking about, infrastructure, basically. So, okay, let me just... so there is... Let's start from here on East-West Road, right? So the first one is at Rumokoro. Then you get to Aba Road. Then you have the Artillery 1, Artillery 2. That's 3. Then you come back to Aba Road still. And you have... So the one at Rumola was expanded, yeah? Did I count that? Okay, so let me add Rumola. That's 4, yeah? Then you get to GRA Junction. That's 5. Then there is the one at Waterlines. That's 6. And... the one at... was that expanded? CFC 7. Was it built? I can't remember now. 7. Then we have the one at Ada George, where Pepperoni is, yeah, close to the governor's house. 8. Then we have the one at Ikoku. 9. So where is the 10th one? Did I miss it? Because I've done the whole Aba Road. I didn't find another one. Aba Road. Yeah. So where's the 10th one? Somebody help me. Okay, so the 11th and the 12th are going to be on Rumokuta NTA Road. One at Rumokuta roundabout area and the other one at Location Junction on NTA Road. But... civil society organizations are not quite pleased with, you know, the latest announcement by the Rivers State government that there will be 2 more flyovers constructed. And the spokesperson, Solomon Lenu, spoke with Nigerian for yesterday. He's on the phone right now and we will be having this conversation. Good morning, Solomon. Thank you for your time.
Yeah, good morning, and good morning, Rivers people.
All right, so let's start from the very beginning, because it didn't become one, and the next time we had was going to be 11 and 12. It was 1, 2, 3, I believe, and then it went on like that. So when the Rivers State government started with building flyovers, in the very first instance, did the organization or the organizations, did they have any concern?
Well, as far as this goes, building of a flyover is not a bad thing. Although from the beginning, we had had a very critical position about the flyovers, because we knew from the beginning that they were not going to serve the purpose for which it was intended. And we knew this because of the way the design was. It's just a fly path. It's not really a flyover, because a flyover should be able to convey you from one point to the other and also help you, you know, make interchanges and all of that. That we had not seen, that we didn't see. So at that point, we raised some concerns that the design, you know, it's not going to allow this flyover to actually meet the purpose for which it was intended. That was that. But then we never knew it was going to be, you know, something of this nature that is something that is going to, you know, come again and again and again in places where they are not even necessary. For instance, if you look at the one that is built at Ikoku, that was purely a vindictive venture for us. It's a waste of Rivers' money. to chase, you know, vindictive means, which we don't know why that should be, because we know very well that that flyover was just built to chase away the cocoa traders from their traditional place where they've been, even though we also agreed to the fact that that place was not the best place for that market, that business to be.
But the government has come out to speak about what you just, the allegation you just made. It said no, that that's not why.
Well, my government will always say what will please them and always say something to support their action. So we are not expecting that they were going to come and say yes to what we have said, you know. But we know what went down there. And we also understand that when this government came on board about 100 days in office in the first tenure of this government, you know, they did a groundbreaking ceremony, you know, to commemorate the movement of that market to the right site where it was supposed to be. Although at the end of the day, nothing happened to this moment as we speak, even when so much you know, fanfare was done in that regard. You know, but then why we are more concerned about this pronouncement of the 12th flyover this morning is because if you look at what is going on in Rivers right now, you guys talked about infrastructure, and then people will erroneously, you know, attribute these flyovers to infrastructure. For us, that is not an infrastructure. What we've been seeing Qatar around Port Harcourt in the name of flyover is not infrastructure, because for something to be an infrastructure, it has to meet, you know, two purposes. And the first purpose is that it has to serve the people, it has to at least alleviate the sufferings of the people, it has to meet the yearning of the people in some way. And secondly, it also has to bring returns, you know, to the system, to the state or to the federal, whichever, you know, a place we are it falls under. But if you look at what has been going on, the flyover has not even met the primary, you know, the responsibility for which they were created, which is to serve the people. Because even up to this moment as I speak, it's as though the building of this flyover has even increased the traffic problem that we have in River State. And you can see that with me. Sometimes you go to the foot of these flyovers and then you see the kind of traffic congestion, and you begin to wonder, the traffic congestion that doesn't used to be are now in some of these places. So it hasn't even solved the primary purpose for which an infrastructure should serve. And then secondly, what returns are we getting? What returns is the state getting from this flyover that humongous amount is being churned out for? If you look critically, you see that the state government would have said, okay, we are getting benefit because it's saving us man hour, and then more economic activities are happening because we have built this flyover. But can that be the case for what we have seen so far, when even ordinary citizens can't even commute freely anymore because of the difficulty in traffic situation as regards to this flyover? So for us, those flyovers are not infrastructure, and River State is in dire need of infrastructure. And that is the reason why we are even saying that instead of the government to put out more money, spend more money on this same thing that they have done over and over again and has not brought any results, why not channel this money into the educational sector? Why not channel this money into the health sector? As we speak today, except someone who was not here, you know, in the past maybe 10 years, that's the only person that would not know that our educational system is in disarray and in serious shambles. But our health sector is also the same thing. So we are saying that 10, 12 billion and all of this kind of amount that you have been using in building one of these flyovers, use it, channel this money now into the educational system, channel this money now into the health system, and then make our health sector a robust one, and then people will benefit from it, people will be happy, things will change. put it into the educational system. You can pay bursary to students of River State from there. You can revamp the educational system, and people will be happy. These are what we are saying, because of course government primarily is supposed to affect the life of the common man, even to the last, to the last kader, to the grassroots. But we are not saying that in River State, and it's a burden to us.
All right, Mr. Leno, I was going to ask you about, you know, the flyovers. You're saying that in some of the areas, there's now more traffic than before. I know Rumokoro was one of the first ones, and of course the reason was to decongest traffic. Would you say, objectively or honestly, that of the, so there are 10, right? I think six are in use. About six are in use, right? So all the six, there's none that is decongesting traffic?
I don't think the only place where I can tell you for certain that that flyover, you know, is actually serving the primary purpose for which it was built, as I speak today, is maybe somewhere like Artillery, because we have monitored all these flyovers and we can come out categorically tell the people of River State what it is. At Artillery, you can actually see a little reduction in traffic, even though you also find traffic at times. You know, at the garrison access too, sometimes too, you can find, you know, traffic congestion, but it's also working a bit. What we are saying is not that all the flyover hasn't done anything. No, that's not what we are saying. But when you compare the amount of investment that has been put into building a flyover and relate them, you know, to what the flyover is giving us in terms of reduction of traffic, it makes that venture a very, very ridiculous one. You understand? It's ill thought out. It's not the best way to manage the resources of the people that are in dire need of development. There are other aspects of our economy, other aspects of our society that are in need of development. And the funds that have been channeled into this flyover could have done a lot in those sectors. And don't forget that there is also this argument that the amount of money that are being budgeted and are being used to build this flyover are outrageous. That's also one aspect. And other school of thought has also said that it is because of the kickbacks that the government is getting from building this flyover. That's why they found, they fell in love, you know, with the continuation of building this flyover.
All right, hold on, Solomon.
That's another aspect that we have people to also need to look into.
All right, Solomon, we need to take a breather now. We'll reconnect with you via the phone shortly. Please stay tuned.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Thank you for staying tuned. It's 22 minutes before 9 o'clock. My name is Enoch Beverly, and we're talking to the civil society organization spokesperson, Solomon Leno, on the matter of the flyovers. We have one at Rumokoro, two at Artillery, one Rumolite Stand Expanded, GRA, Garrison, CFC, and then the ones that are yet to be completed or in use, put in use, Ikoku, Waterlines, Ada George, and Tank, the one at Rumokoro City Tank that just started. And then the government announced that two more will be added to it. Solomon, you're there, right?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, so I was going to ask you before the break that, so what are you doing about the matter of the cost? Because you were saying that that the cost was much higher than what it should be in the construction of a flyover. I know about this time last year, it was about 73 billion naira spent already. So is there something the civil society's organizations are going to do about this? Probing it in some way, you know, something? Is anything happening?
Well, if you notice enough, you'll see that this particular government now is not very, very friendly. This particular government is averse to contribution from people outside the government. And then, in most cases, they've always seen us as a people who are against them. And I can say this because two particular events have happened where we try to collaborate with the government, and the end result, you know, was not what anybody would have envisaged. And one of such situations was when we tried to partner with the Ministry of Environment to try to see how we can, you know, talk about and contribute ideas about the poor state of our environment and the shit that was actually ravaging the state at the time. And you could remember that while we were in that dialogue, the Commissioner for Environment was back. You know, so there's a lot that we could do, and a lot that we've been doing too in terms of advocacy, because that's much that we can do when you are in a system that does not recognize or does not appreciate the contribution that you have to bring to them. The most you can do is to go on public advocacy like we are doing right now. And I can tell you that most of the time, some of the things that we advocate for, government actually go back and look at it. But they will not come publicly to come and say, oh, these people actually brought this idea. So what we are doing now is the most that we can do, because we have seen too that if you go on a mass action, has it actually yielded the needed result? It hasn't. We have a system of government that is, you know, very vindictive in nature, and then we see the government to be a government such that they like to do the opposite of what the people are asking for. So most times, if you want the government, if you ask the government to do a certain thing, or the government is doing something, and then you suggested to them that, look, if they have done it this other way, it would be better. We discover that it is that very opposite of what you said that the government will do. So, to some extent, we are hands are tied. So we can't do much more than what we are currently doing right now, and it's quite unfortunate.
Okay.
So that's the situation that we find ourselves in.
All right, let me read some messages here. Just stay with me. On Facebook, Hossein Jeba says, one of the good developments in River State. Bakel John, Wike is working, paying pensioners and building flyovers to ease traffic. What do we want again? Festus Wogu, Rivers people don't understand why the governor does not want to invest in human capital building and job creation instead of too many flyovers that have no economic value to the state. Lanu, this matter of economic value, do you agree with this person who said the flyovers have no economic value to the state?
Of course. Like I said earlier, you know, for something to be an infrastructure, you have to meet two conditions. Number one, you have to solve the problem that affects the people directly. For instance, the driver has to ease off traffic, which we are arguing seriously that it hasn't done. And then secondly, an infrastructure also has to bring that return to the state. As we speak today, what return would you say that the flyover that has been built so far
had gone to the state.
All right.
Nothing.
Okay.
So, for us, this flyover is adding little or nothing to the economy of this state. And that's the truth. That's the truth. And we are using this medium to tell the government to try and diversify from brick and mortar development. That's not the best development. Because these things can actually be done by private sector and private individuals in a system where the environment, the business climate is good. You will see private sector that will come up and even do some of these things that the government is killing itself for today as development.
All right.
So that's what is happening. And I want to, you know, support people that are saying that this government has not brought any economic improvement to the state. That's the truth. That's our position as well.
Okay. Hold on, Solomon. Let's take some calls. 0817923002. Would you say it's a waste of resources or misplaced? Let's talk. 0817923002. Emmanuel says, I'm a Rivers man. We don't need more flyovers in Obiakpo. What we need is employment, empowerment, Igbo Eche Road fix. Last time the governor observed that Rivers youth faces were dried, that it was going to refresh it. Now, does he want to observe the deaths of Rivers people before he will commence the stomach infrastructure he promised? You know, he mentioned starting with GDI. Uh-huh. So if you're not a GDI member, maybe there's something you don't know. God is watching. Oh, okay. All right. Says his sons turned 18 last week. His twin boys, he took them to INEC Registration Center so that they have their PVCs and they can vote in 2023. Okay. Morgan is calling from Ogbogoro. Morgan, good morning.
Yeah. Morning.
Yes, you're on. Let's talk.
Yeah, I really want to comment a little about the flyover, the complaint about the flyover. You see, there is one I want to tell us. Our people, we are always good in condemning any government. But you see, this flyover is actually serving for the purpose. Formally, before we all can attest that the hold up is always from Ogbogoro up to this Rumibo and Olu Junction. But this time, if you go to Olu Junction, you will not experience flyover because those passing from Ogbogoro heading to Eliozu, they will feel it. The problem we have in Ogbogoro is not the flyover. The problem we're having in all these junctions is not the flyover, it's the transport people, all these taxis and buses that load at the junction. That causes the problem. And the police are here. They are not helping matters.
Okay,
rather,
so
are collecting money from them and aiding them to cause hold up in the junction.
So Morgan, what you're saying,
I even remember
Morgan.
Hello?
So what you just said is that Ogbogoro did not need a flyover. What it needed was the task force that the government... Hold on. Was the task force that the government has set up to ensure that there's no illegal parking, which still goes on, by the way, and then the police people that are at the roundabouts needed to do their jobs.
The flyover is needed because it's happening now. It's happening matters now. It's releasing the vehicle that is starting from under the flyover. But one problem is that if you know... junction, those transporters that is loading from at the junction there, they are the people causing this project to hold up we are seeing now. I could vividly remember when Solomon Eke assumed office, when he appointed a task force committee on road decongestion, that the Ogbogoro junction was as free as everything. It can just pass and go wherever
you're going. What changed? Because now the government has its own, the state government has a task force. So what changed? What is failing?
The state government has a task force. Having a task force is one thing, but fulfilling the aim and the objective of the task force is another thing.
Oh.
When Bert Amehule led committee was appointed, despite they were some harassers, but that junction was free.
All right, thank you, Morgan, for calling. David is calling from Yenagoa. David, good morning.
Greetings from the city of Yenagoa.
You're welcome.
My sister, the flyover, I am confused. After the extent that even in front of the house of the Leonard Street, Chief Oti Okocha, there is flyover. It was on your news that the people of Kalabari or Bakri Road are suffering seriously in the hands of kidnappers. That's what is bad. They are having a few days because of the nature of the road. Why not send some of this flyover money to put that road in order for the people of Kalabari land to make use of? Was it not that the road he passed to 2020 title? It's quite unfortunate. Now,
oh dear. Knocked off by the network. Kiroma Oye Michael, before we get two new overhead bridges at a rated cost, how much has the already constructed overhead bridges fetched for the state? Why don't the governor build other cities and invest in security so Port Harcourt will be decongested and investors attracted? Someone says it's not correct to say that flyovers are not contributing anything to various people. I'm a road user and a businessman in Port Harcourt. The flyovers have made my life easier. I pay tax after doing my business and generating my revenue, and the state and the people benefit. Next regime can sort out the remaining issues. So what you've said is that the flyovers have made your business easier and better and has helped you increase in revenue. Okay. Solution is calling from Rumo Lumeni. Solution.
Good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, I'm surprised to hear that some people are criticizing this flyover. This flyover it has helped a lot to decongest traffic. And for example, now Rumokoro, you know, before if you are coming from Chuba as it's heading towards Elius, you normally encounter traffic there. But for the installation of that traffic, once coming from that, I think, Kupolu heading towards the news, you just climb up. It will not even take you 10 minutes. If you are going to Stadium Road from Olu, once you climb the flyover straight to Eliozu, by the time you require, you see yourself at the airport. But that traffic, that flyover is not there. You stay there and wait until you get your turn. So my happiness is that, at least this room of Kuta, it will help to decongest. Because people that are coming from Ikorori or heading towards room of Kuro, they'll just climb up. And first, they'll be going to where they are going. It's only people coming from Shoba that will take down. They will encounter someone. But the most important thing, it will have helped to lessen the burden of some people.
Right.
It will lessen everybody. It will lessen the burden of some people.
All right. Amobi is in Iguta. Final call. Amobi, please go on. Amobi, are you there? Oh dear. MDD Dumale, sincerely speaking, development starts with human capital development. For instance, my old mother at home can't come to Port Harcourt to climb flyover again. Wiki has done well in our view of development, but rivers will need human capital development. The Rumokoro flyover has reduced traffic on that axis. The traffic returns in the evening when the task force might have closed for the day and taxi drivers start blocking the road, picking passengers. That's just the problem there. Christian, that's always been the problem there. And I've seen task force people at night, so I don't know if they really close. Perhaps the focus should go back to Rumokoro roundabouts. It really is an eyesore. But a question that someone has pointed out, which I want Solomon to answer, is this matter of, you know, focusing the flyovers in Obiakpo. I know that the governor had very strong words to say to those who were criticizing the constructions taking place in only Obiakpo at that time. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, so I'm...
The issue is not whether the flyovers are concentrated in Obiakpo or not. Because if there is a need for there to be more flyovers in Obiakpo, and it is clear, I don't think there will be any criticism, you know, against that. But what we are saying is that a lot of these flyovers have been created in places not necessary. For instance, you go to the GRA junction. In fact, for us, that flyover there actually destroys and kills the aesthetics of that environment. You can remember how GRA junction used to be, how beautiful it used to be, but today you can no longer find that beauty. You also have an Eneka Igoiche Link Road. That road, if constructed, would have decongested Port Harcourt seriously. That road was awarded by the previous administration for whatever reason it wasn't constructed. We were expecting that since this government has taken road construction, you know, and driver has its own major point, focal point, that it will look into that aspect, that road. Now, the abandonment of that road is the reason why people will criticize this government that they are concentrating development on just Ubiako, because you move a little bit away from Ubiako, you see critical infrastructure, road infrastructure, that if they had done, would have decongested the city seriously. If you go to this Okuru axis too, there is just a very short bridge that links Okuru to Krika. If that road, if that bridge was done, I tell you, a lot of persons that comes into Port Harcourt, a lot of people that stays here in Port Harcourt and all of this, they will go back to Krika.
All right.
They'll be coming from the Krika to come and do their business.
All right.
This is what we are saying.
Solomon, we have to end here. Thank you very much for your time, and to everyone who contributed, good morning.